What's the matter now?
Look at here. You got your name in the paper.
What paper?
Why, the Corn Center Gazette, of course. I just picked it up at the post office. Listen to what it says here. Fight debaters meet tomorrow. Open forum plans.
How's that?
Oh, shit. Why don't you listen when a fella talks to you? It says, fight debaters meet...
Shucks. I'd rather have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie.
Say, what are you talking about? Rather have a pie and coffee than what?
Then fried potatoes and meat. My stomach ain't so good, you know, Jack.
Oh, but, Dad, dang it, I didn't say nothing about fried potatoes and meat.
You did.
I did not.
You did.
I didn't at all, Ed Peters. I said fight debaters. Fight debaters. Don't you know what a debater is?
No, and neither do you.
Oh, I don't, Jack.
No, you don't.
Well, I just do.
Yes, you don't.
Well, I stopped in at the library and looked up everything in this whole article. I know what the whole darn thing's about. And a debater is a fella that makes a speech. And you're him.
Well, who's going to fight me?
Fight you? There ain't nobody going to fight you.
There's a yes.
No, I don't see nothing of the sort. You're just one of the fellas that makes a speech. That's all. It says here, fight debaters.
There you be, fight debaters. And if there's going to be a fight, I ain't a-going after what happened here yesterday.
Oh, but there ain't going to be any fight.
Want no more fight?
Yeah, we're just going to make speeches. Just talk about fighting.
Yes, I know. You start talking about who's the best fighter, and pretty quick, you mix right into it yourself. I ain't going.
No, now, listen, Conscience, you got to go. It says here in the paper you're going. You want to make the paper out to be a liar?
Well, I'll go, but one thing, Jeb, if there's any fighting, I'm coming home smack quick.
Oh, I tell you, it'll be all nice and peaceful there. Now get fighting out of your head. Says you fight debaters meet tomorrow.
Sounds like they're getting ready for a big ruckus already.
Open forum.
Who?
What?
Yes.
Yes, what?
That's what I want to know.
Oh, say, God darn it, if you just got to talk, talk sense.
I am talking sense. I just asked you something about what you read.
Well, what did you want to know?
Shucks. I forget it now. Read it again.
Open forum.
Yes, that's it. Who?
But I just said open forum. Open forum.
Yeah, and I want to know who's going to open what for who.
No, there you go. There you go, showing your ignorance again. I guess you don't know what forum is, do you? Well, I found out about that at the library, too. That's the place. It's the place where Judas Caesar was stabbed.
All nice and peaceful there, huh? And they stabbed Julius Caesar.
Oh, that happened a long time ago. I tell you, this place is all right. It's a respectable place. Where'd I leave off? Oh, yeah. Says, the argument over the common prize fight.
How's that?
Oh, dead nabbit, Ed. When are you ever going to do something about your hearing? It gets in a fella's nerves having to say everything over a dozen times before you...
You don't have to say it over a dozen times. I just didn't catch the first and last word.
Well, it just starts out with argument and ends with fight.
That's what I thought. You're mixed up in a fight before you know it. I ain't going.
No,
I ain't going, ain't going.
Wait a minute. You ain't got it yet. Now, listen. The argument over the common prize fight will be aired publicly tomorrow afternoon in a joint debate.
In where?
There's in a joint
debate. See, I told you what kind of place it was. The paper itself says it's a joint.
See, it does, doesn't it?
Dead darn tootin' it does. I tell you, Zeb, I wouldn't go in there for $1 million.
Well, now, wait a minute. There must be some mistake here. Let's see what else it says here. Joint debate when the following resolution will...
Then thing gets worse and worse.
What?
I knew a feller that almost got killed in one of them things.
Killed in what thing?
Resolution. Down in Mexico.
Oh, you're thinking of a revolution. A resolution is... well, that's what you make on New Year's Day.
What, say?
I say a resolution is what you have on New Year's Day. You have
I know.
Well, all right. That's what
you have a headache.
Oh, you don't. You don't.
Well, I certainly had one last New Year's Day, and you remember it.
A resolution is when you make up your mind about something.
And that's just what I did, too. Made up my mind to stay away from that dad-darn hard cider for the rest of my life.
Well, that may be. But this is a different kind of resolution. It says here that this resolution is, here it is. Resolve that boxing is a manly sport. And listen, and here's where your name comes in. Among the 4 minute men to speak will be...
What kind of men?
Minutemen.
Well, what are Minutemen? Mm. Did you find that out at the library, too?
Yes, I did.
Did a lot of looking, didn't you?
Well, I had to. Said the Minuteman was a feller that hid behind stone walls and took shots at people. And says among the four Minutemen will be Mr. Bigger and Mr. Nelson.
Hold on, hold on. That's enough.
How do you mean?
That's enough. I ain't going, Zeb. I ain't going to let nobody stand behind a stone wall and take a shot at me.
Oh, I don't mean that.
I don't give a darn what it means. Stabbing this feller, Caesar, and shooting at fellers.
Yes, but now listen, Eb.
I won't listen. I ain't going, and that's all they is to it.
But shine it, Mrs. Howe's going. And if a woman ain't scared to go, you certainly shouldn't be.
How do you know she's going?
Because I met her this morning. She said she was. And she said she was counting on you to make a good speech.
Why, do I got to make a speech?
Certainly you are. That's the whole point of it.
Oh, well, maybe I will go. But I'm going to leave as soon as the fighting starts. How you that?
All right. If there's any fighting, why, you just up and leave. Now, it says, among the 4 Minutemen to speak will be Mr. Bigger and Mr. Nelson, who will talk on one side, and Mr. Thistlewaite and Mr. Peters, who will talk on the other.
I always talk on my left side when I'm asleep.
Says,
I lay on my back, I holler like the devil.
Bigger and Nelson will guide the affirmative argument, while Thistlewaite and Peters will take the wheel in hand for the negative.
Take the what in hand?
The wheel.
I mean that there other thing.
Oh, negative. I looked that up in the library, too. It's a charge of electricity.
Yeah. With a wheel in one hand and charge of electricity in the other, I look like this here NRA Blue Eagle.
That's great. Then you won't accept it.
Yes.
Oh, wait, Jim. Howdy, Mr. Bigger.
Hello, Captain. Say, I'm in a little...
Shake hands with my partner, this is Mr. Bigger.
Right, proud to meet you, Mr. Bigger.
Pleased to meet you. I say, I'm in a little jam, and
what was that, Mr. Bigger?
A jam. I've got...
What flavor?
Flavor?
Yes.
What do you say? What do you mean? I didn't...
What flavor of jam?
Oh, raspberry.
Oh, yes. Get the jar of raspberry jam for Mr. Bigger.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't want any jam.
You just said you did.
Ooh. I didn't say I wanted jam. I said I had one. I'm in the jam.
Oh, I reckon you mean the jams in you.
Yeah. No. I don't mean the jams in me either.
Well, I'm negotiating with them. Where is the jam?
It isn't any place. It's coming up.
That's what you get for making a dad-darn pig out of yourself. All that jam is bound to make you sick.
Yes, a fella shouldn't eat too much sweets.
But I didn't eat the jam. Listen now. Let me lay this out on the line.
Let you do what, Mr. Bigger?
Lay it on the line. Put it on the table.
The jam?
No. I mean, lay the cards on the table.
Hold on. Wait a minute. We don't believe in playing cards around here.
Yeah, but I...
play a right smart game of checkers.
Yes, sir, and we're right good at it. Get the checkerboard and let me and you and Mr. Bigger play it.
No, wait. I haven't time to play checkers here. Listen, you fellows. You fellas were the first ones to get behind the sports arena, so I thought...
Behind what?
Behind the sports arena. So
well, Mr. Bigger, what's the sense of playing checkers behind the sports arena when we can play right here behind the stove in the store?
Listen, you'll get me down.
Behind the sports arena?
No, right here. What I want to say is this. The guy that works for me has to make a speech tomorrow, and he can't talk any more than I can fly. I thought maybe since you fellows are so strong for the sports arena, one of you might take his place and make the speech, you know, in favor of the arena.
Well, say, by cracking, Mr. Bigger, you certainly come to the right place. Eb here is darn good at speeches.
Your dad darn too.
Yeah. Say, that's great. Well, it's all set then, huh? And I'll see you tomorrow afternoon.
Yes.
All right, so long, and get behind the arena strong.
Yes, we will. Well, Eb, that'll give you 2 speeches in one day. That ought to satisfy you.
Yeah, but shucks. There won't be anybody over there behind that arena to hear me.